This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Bloch.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Democratic presidential nominee John Kerry did not get the traditional big bump in public opinion polls after last week's party convention. New polls suggest Kerry did make some gains on specific issues, most notably trimming the advantage President Bush, as an incumbent, has on the subject of terrorism. And the Kerry campaign is now taking that issue head-on, asserting that he can fight a more effective war on terror. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Hours after President Bush announced his support yesterday for some of the 9/11 Commission's recommendations, John Kerry told a campaign rally in Milwaukee it was too little, too late.
Only now, after months of people talking about new ideas, after a commission is put together that this administration fought against, tried to stop, tried to stonewall, didn't want to extend its life, reluctantly they finally stand up and say how important it is to make America safe and adopt their provisions. My friends, we need leadership, not followship.
And Democrats insist they will not cede the national security debate to Republicans. Kerry called for a special session of Congress to address the 9/11 report and said while the Bush administration has been dragging its feet, he has been ahead of the curve. 7 years ago, Kerry notes, he wrote a book about the ties between international crime, money laundering, and terror. His book was called The New War.
It is a real war, but it's a different kind of war from anything that we've been involved in before. It needs leadership that understands this kind of war.
The Bush campaign has derided Kerry's book, noting in this political ad that it makes no mention of either Al-Qaeda or Osama bin Laden, while devoting many pages to foreign mafia.
John Kerry says he's author of a strategy to win the war on terror against the Japanese Yakuza. The New Republic says Kerry's plan misses the mark. And Kerry's focus? Global crime, not terrorism. How can John Kerry win a war if he doesn't know the enemy?
But Kerry, a one-time prosecutor who led congressional probes of drug running by the Nicaraguan Contras and money laundering by the Bank of Credit and Commerce International, insists the fight against terror should be primarily a law enforcement effort. A Kerry advisor held a conference call yesterday in which he spoke of, quote, two big subjects, the war on terror and the war in Iraq. The Bush administration might consider those one subject, but the advisor argues the Iraq war has diverted resources from the pursuit of Al-Qaeda, and Kerry says it's alienated foreign governments whose cooperation the U.S. needs.
The way you win a war on terror is by knowing who they are, where they are, and being able to go get them before they get us, and that requires the best intelligence in the world, and that requires the best cooperation with other countries we've ever had. The one thing they do worst, we need to do better.
Kerry's campaign manager was asked this week if she thinks the latest terror warning for New York and Washington was political, coming just days after the Democratic National Convention wrapped up. Mary Beth Cahill says she doesn't want to think that, adding that John Kerry knows the U.S. is in a dangerous environment. Along with the 9/11 Commission report, the warning has put the war on terror back in the forefront of this year's political debate. The argument over how best to combat terrorism is no longer one Democrats want to avoid. It's now an argument Democrats want to win. Scott Horsley, NPR News, with the Kerry campaign, Beloit, Wisconsin.